Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, we're glad you did that. Welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, that means that's a sign of a high intelligence. That's what we think around here. And you're going to get smarter because Gary Moore is back on the show. Gary Moore is a long time. In fact, Gary is an original founding member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1998. He's the author of a number of books including one of my favorites that he wrote about the words of wisdom of Sir John Templeton. Also, his last book, Faithful Finances 101. He's a Wall Street expert. He's an ethical investor and helps his clients with those kinds of investments. And he's here to talk to us about some of the stuff that's going on out there in the marketplace. Gary Moore, welcome back to the show.
I just figured out why I love you so much, Jim. You're as proud of your humility as I am.
Exactly. Yeah. No false modesty around here, right? It's great to have you back, Gary.
Good to be back, Jim.
One of the things I want to ask you about is, aren't we witnessing lots of bubbles? Aren't there bubbles in aviation? When I used to fly a lot, I'd get a weather briefing. And sometimes I'd show up and get the weather briefing, and the briefer would say, towering cumulus all quadrants, meaning wherever you look, there's going to be a towering cumulus in your way, a thunderstorm in your way. When I look around the marketplace, I see towering bubbles all quadrants. What do you think?
In the markets, Jim, I think you're right. I don't think we're in the stock market. I think we've just become fully valued. I use Warren Buffett's favorite indicator, which is to compare the total value of, you add up all the value of the stocks in the country, compare it to the GDP. Anytime the value of the stocks exceeds that of the gross domestic product, then you get you become concerned.
So if the GDP is $14 trillion and all the market cap of all the stocks publicly traded is over $14
trillion? Correct.
Okay.
You can go to Guru Focus, GuruFocus.com, click on market indicators, and it computes that for you all the time.
Wow.
And makes it easy. And we have just gone slightly above that, and the market is what we call slightly overvalued. We're not back where we were in 2000, but we are fully valued on the stock market.
Well, if you remember, Gary, if you remember months ago, and you even pushed back on me a little bit in those days, I said, in the past, we've heard that we've always been told that the stock market was a leading indicator of the economy, and that's when I told you that I thought that Wall Street was becoming the enemy of capitalism, and that I felt like these days Wall Street is no more, the stock market is nothing more than a leading indicator of itself.
To a certain extent, Jim, I agree with
that,
you.
Isn't that what you're saying, though?
There are portions of Wall Street that are opposed to the economy in general. But just think about your sponsors. We were just laughing about the FedEx commercial.
Mm-hmm.
FedEx is still dependent on the capital markets to fund their planes.
Right.
So Wall Street does a lot of good. But there are portions like your hedge funds and so on that, some of them, not to blanket statement about hedge funds, but some of them have become, yes, they're the way I see it is I'm sitting here in the deep south looking at this Spanish moss on the trees. You know, if you got a little of that Spanish moss that sways in the breeze, Jim, it's a beautiful thing. It's a creation of God, if you want to use that language. But you get too much of that moss in a tree, you kill it.
That's right.
And that's the way Wall Street is. There are a lot of guys out there who are living off the capital of others, and that's one of the reasons I believe the stock market, the Dow, has gone nowhere in this country in the last 10 years.
Well, the,
when markets of emerging markets that were up 300%.
Well, there's no relationship between what the stock market is doing and what the economy is doing right now, is there?
Well, yeah, there's a relation. You can see it coming. You can see there was an article in the Financial Times this week that the United States, because we're lean and mean, is about to recapture its glory days in manufacturing, and which would therefore create jobs. I thought that was an extremely helpful article.
Yeah, but that doesn't take into consideration government behavior that's hurting that. And I want to talk about that when we come back.
That's a whole new ballywick.
Yeah, that's here. Another one. And but now Jeremy Grantham, you're a disciple of Gary's. I mean of Jeremy.
Primary guru.
When we come back, you say he's got a call that I want you to tell the audience about right after these messages, folks. You don't want to miss this. 22, right back with Gary Moore. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.